The sports nostalgia industry is growing steadily. During the NBA Finals, hip-hop stars showed off $300 old-style jerseys and $700 jackets. From member station WRTI in Philadelphia, Fred Mogul reports.
In only 4 years, Andy Hyman's business, Distant Replays, went from a kiosk in an Atlanta shopping mall to an 800-square-foot store with more than $1.5 million of annual sales. At first, he was selling upscale vintage reproduction jerseys mainly to rabid sports addicts like himself. Until one day, about 2 years ago, he got a new customer.
Big Boy from Outkast, which is a pretty popular hip-hop group now, started buying these jerseys. I was in the mall, Big Boy, walked up to our kiosk, saw this Astros jersey, and Nolan Ryan, you know, we call it the rainbow jersey. He walked up to it like it was a magnet to him. He just walked up, saw it, and said, I gotta have this for my video. Now you know, and I know, I done
bumped every hole in the wall, y'all. Did you catch that phone call? Big Boy did wear the Major League Baseball jersey in the video for this song, Black Ice. And the shirt's double-knit polyester sunbursts of reds, oranges, and yellows did attract attention from other hip-hop stars and lots of the fans who follow them.
Guys, can you come this way a little bit?
Michael Davis, a.k.a. Grease, is playing street ball for a photo shoot at Harlem's famous Rucker Park. Today, he's wearing a reproduction 1984 Chicago Bulls warm-up top supplied by XXL magazine. Grease, who's not a professional model, says he has old-style Lakers, Celtics, and Bulls jerseys of his own back at home. And he says he puts a lot of thought into buying these $200 to $300 shirts.
I pick them based on either the team or the color that match with the Timberland boot. The jersey really makes the outfit with the boots. The price range is kind of out of control, but, you know, if that's what you want to wear, you got to pay the price to look good.
Today's fashion shoot is being directed by Paula Renfro, who calls the nostalgia trend old school. She says that the first wave of old school emerged about 15 years ago, with Spike Lee and others wearing Brooklyn Dodgers and Negro League shirts. Now, a new wave taps into less distant memories from the 1970s and 80s.
I think there's an embracing of the old school, of the music in general. Like, the younger kids now are appreciating original music from Run DMC and even Curtis Blow, who had a song about basketball. It's sort of that everything old is new again, and that's the same way in fashion, same way in hip-hop, and, you know, reinventing itself.
At least one of the officially licensed jerseys in today's shoot was made by Mitchell & Ness. Peter Capolino is the CEO of the small Philadelphia-based apparel company.
It seems like there's a need for having these pieces of history, a need for connecting that I can't quite put my finger on, but I know right now anything I make, as long as it's accurate, and as long as it is really well made, they will buy it.
Capolino has been surprised by the sudden star appeal of Mitchell & Ness, a company with 40 employees that spent most of its 98-year history as a local sporting goods shop. Capolino says Mitchell & Ness has no celebrity marketing plan for its products, but he says it only takes one star wearing a reproduction NBA, NFL, or Major League Baseball jersey in a video or at an award ceremony to make orders go through the roof.
I've asked quite a few NBA players and quite a few rappers, why are you buying so many jerseys? And to the man, they have said to me, once I get started, I can't stop. I gotta have your next offering. I gotta have them all. Ain't what you want, baby.
That kind of devotion has helped Mitchell & Ness annual revenues grow from $3 to $80 million in the last 2 years. But Capolino doesn't want his staff to get cocky or complacent. He reminds them that Mitchell & Ness grosses in a year what a Reebok or Nike makes in a day. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in Philadelphia.